This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect. Get it? Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model-strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
I need to figure out how this works. You think you know how to do something, and then you go into it, and then it just doesn't work.
Required voice identification.
Jade and Dave.
Confirmed.
Welcome to Different Strokes Guide to.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Before that, we played Utada on and on.
I love Utada.
Yeah,
I heart her so much.
Yeah. Rarely a day goes by where I don't hear Dave say something about Utada.
Yeah, as you can notice on tonight's Different Strokes playlist, on my side of the playlist, we're actually playing all Asian artists, and that's to coincide with our Asian grocery store shoe swap before.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, now it's time for a Different Strokes guide to something we all own. We all have T-shirts.
Okay, so the T-shirt history. Get ready to go back in time, Dave. It began in the Industrial Revolution in England with the rise of international trade. Before that, people wore clothes that were hand-stitched from locally sourced material, and they didn't have, you know, T-shirts with slogans or designs or anything like that. So then what happened was this mass production came about during the Industrial Revolution, and it was the T-shirt grew into this huge entity. Most of the cotton in the beginning that was used to make T-shirts came from the Americas, but it was predominantly Europe that, you know, was huge in the development of the T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So then after a lot of experimentation, it was found to be ideal for cotton was found to be ideal for underwear, and T-shirts were made from this kind of, at the time, were made from this harder, rougher
kind of material.
Yeah, so they'd have T-shirts became underwear in a way.
Oh, okay.
So they were initially this underwear that would protect you from the harder clothing that you would have to wear to protect yourself from the, you know, the elements and, you know, obviously all of the sort of the more, I guess, difficult fabrics that were going around at the time.
They softened the material because it's meant to be, you know, worn closer to your body.
Yeah, so it was an undergarment. So then during the 20th century, it became, you know, men who were working out, you know, outdoors started to strip off down to their T-shirts.
Mm.
And during the summer and all of that. And then that's how it became, then people just started wearing it as an item, and it was no longer just underwear. And then from there it moves into a situation where it becomes a medium of self-expression. There's advertising, you know, there's, if we want to have art and words and things that make us, you know, reveal a bit of identity, or, you know, the idea of a wife beater and, you know, the muscle shirt and, you know, having the ringer T-shirt and having those sort of political messages as well. So That all actually started in the 1950s in Florida. So people started they started to decorate T-shirts with resort names and characters and all of that kind of stuff. So that's where that sort of modern concept of having, I guess, like, you know, I like to come in with my quirky type character T-shirts and stuff like that. That's where that sort of stuff came from.
I find it really interesting because the concept of the T-shirt, like you said, came from actually just being underwear, something that's worn on the inside. You know, it's not really for show to the world. And, you know, as time went on, you know, as men started stripping off, the T-shirt became a medium, almost like a walking billboard for, you know, all these different companies and fashion houses and all that. So I think it's very interesting. Something so private eventually became so, so public.
Yeah. And, it, you know, during the sort of late 1980s and the early 1990s, that sort of that's when that that huge explosion of this advertising, I guess, like it started to become a prominent thing. So you've got brands, you know, that whole idea of having that the brand displayed in big letters. And now it's really difficult to find a T-shirt that doesn't have some sort of markings or, you know, print on it.
Yeah. What, like as in a plain T-shirt or when
just a plain T-shirt?
You can still get them. I mean, they're always the staples. You know, there are always companies out there that make staple coloured clothing. I mean, I'm sure the Wiggles shop there. Somebody's got to make them.
Yeah, but the Wiggles would have a little Wiggles tag there somewhere.
Yeah, I guess. Got me there.
So, yeah, that's kind of the T-shirt in a nutshell.
The evolution of the T-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I find it interesting as well, like I was saying to you before, that the T-shirt is something that everyone seems to own. You know, whether you're a kid in Africa or whether you're Victoria Beckham, you have a T-shirt, you know, your own one.
And it is like it is such a personality thing. Like it's such a revealer of personality, the type and style.
The cut.
And the,
short.
Exactly.
And the kind of fabric as well. You know, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure there's a whole exploration to do with the length of your sleeves as well. What that says about someone. I hate having my sleeves really low. Like as you can see now, Jade, I'm actually rolling up my sleeves as well. You know, I don't like having long sleeves, like when it comes to T-shirts. It cannot touch my elbow. I have to roll it up. Not that I have big biceps or anything.
I go for the mid-level.
The mid-level, yeah. I think it's easier for chicks because chicks' T-shirts or chicks' tops, they tend to have quite a shorter cut. They
I don't like that girl cut at all.
Oh, really? So you prefer the man cut that covers more of your arms?
I don't like the girl cut because they do that shorter cut at the top, but also they tend to, like, make it... They make the hourglass type body of the T-shirt.
Okay, yeah.
Like I'd prefer just the straight. I don't just like the cling, you know?
Yeah. The cling. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference between, I mean, I guess most men's shirts don't have the cling. It's just straightforward material that just hangs.
I will often buy men's T-shirts and there's a certain cling in a certain area where men don't have. But apart from that, like, you know, just that I don't like the idea of tapering which happens.
Around their hips.
Yeah.
In any case, that was our Different Strokes guide to the T-shirt.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.